Hello and welcome to the Kristanya.com podcast. I'm Kristanya Hill. If this is your first time to listen, welcome. If you're a return listener, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. This is episode one, and this week's segment is featuring Celebrate Recovery Step Study Lesson 1. Grab a pen and something to write on so we can jump into restoration, healing, and joy at last. Lesson 1 covers denial. We're going to cover the principle and step 1 with its associated scripture. Principle 1. Realize I am not God. I admit that I am powerless to control my tendencies to do the wrong thing and that my life is unmanageable. Scripture. Happy are those who know they are spiritually poor. Matthew 5:3. Step 1. We admit we were powerless over our addictions and compulsive behaviors, that our lives had become unmanageable. Scripture. I know that nothing good lives in me, that is in my sinful nature, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. Romans 8:17. Think about it. Before we can take the first step of our recovery, we must first face our denial. You know, God tells us that we can't heal a wound simply by saying it's not there. The acrostic for denial really spells out and helps us to understand what happens when we don't admit to our denial. The D stands for disables our feelings. When we repress our feelings, we become emotionally dead or emotionally frozen. Maybe to the point where we don't understand what we're feeling. And for years, that was my case. The E stands for energy lost. A side effect of denial is anxiety. And anxiety causes us to waste time running from our past and worrying about what's going to happen in the future. N negates growth. You know, we are only as sick as our darkest secret. And with denial, we reject the truth and we stay sick with those secrets. I isolates us from God. God shines light, but our denial keeps us in the dark. And that's not where God wants us. A alienates us from our relationship. Denial actually tells us that we're getting away with it. And that we think no one knows what's going on. But that is just a plain lie. L lengthens the pain. We have the false belief that denial is protecting us from pain. But the reality is it's causing our pain to grow and fester and yield more shame and guilt. So let's answer these 8 questions. Question number 1. What area of your life do you have control over? My answer was short. Not much. I could at times control my focus and my heart, but that was about it. Question 2. What area of your life are you out of control over or unmanageable? Well, that was pretty much everything in my life. My career, my finances, my health, the choices that I made. Question 3. How do you think taking the first step will help you? I wanted to learn how to rely on God instead of myself. I wanted to be able to find freedom from the guilt and the shame that I had from the decisions and the activities that I had done growing up. Question 4. As a child, what coping skills did you use to get attention or to protect yourself? I was a know-it-all. I talked a lot. I, a lot of times, was emotionally dead. I was promiscuous at a young age. I turned to alcohol to fit in and to be comfortable. I was also at times withdrawn and would shut people out. And I even went shopping to fill voids in my life. Question 5. In your family of origin, what was the family secret that everyone was trying to protect? My mom was married to an alcoholic, an abusive man, who molested me at 12 and profusely beat my mom and just wreaked havoc on our family verbally, emotionally, and physically. Due to these activities, I did become promiscuous at a young age. Question 6, how do you handle pain and disappointment? Well, when I started Celebrate Recovery, I really identified that I pouted. I would a lot of times justify my feelings. I would clean and organize. I would shut down, become silent, and shut out people that I loved. Question 7, how can you begin to address your denial? I've committed when I started the Celebrate Recovery program that I was going to pray for what I didn't understand, pray for help, pray for acknowledgement. I also committed to attend and work my Celebrate Recovery program to see the success that I wanted to have. And I also am now able to identify the destructive behavior that I had. Question 8, in what areas of your life are you now beginning to face reality and break the effects of denial? You know, maybe for the first time in years, I've been able to acknowledge my feelings, properly and effectively communicate those to the people that I love at the time that I am having them, and express what my needs are. And before Celebrate Recovery, I'm not really sure I could do that. I know that this can be a scary place to go into, but I want to commend you for committing to look at the recovery process for yourself and congratulate you, because once you're on the other side of it, it will be the best thing that you've ever done for yourself. This is going to cover today's episode. I want to thank you for joining me. And remember that joy is a choice. So choose well. God bless and take care.